Success Motivation Institute concept. We in SMI have a right to be enthusiastic because we are dealing with a subject which, when properly understood and applied to our lives, will lead to zestful, victorious, and confident living. And that's something to be enthusiastic about. Most of you listening are a very diverse group. You come from all parts of the world and all kinds of backgrounds. Some of you are already involved in the exciting business of selling SMI programs, and that's something to be enthusiastic about. Some of you own an SMI program, and that's something to be enthusiastic about. Others of you have heard about SMI and want to find out about our programs and how they can apply to your lives. Yet, in spite of all these differences, that's something to be enthusiastic about. There is a common bond that unites all of us. We are all interested in money. And that's something to be enthusiastic about. Nobody wants to fail. And of course, that's one of the exciting things about SMI. We're selling something that everybody is interested in. And that's something to be enthusiastic about. Because we sell success. The two words, success and motivation, are more than just the name of our organization. These two words are more than just the name of our organization. They embody the reason that our organization exists. Our purpose in this tape is to examine these two ideas, because if we can really understand these two words and what they mean, we'll do more than just understand SMI. We will understand concepts that are vitally important to our future success and achievement. Let's begin by getting a good definition of the word success. We define it this way. Success is the progressive realization of worthwhile, predetermined personal goals. Now let's examine that definition. First of all, the definition states that success is a personal thing. Secondly, our definition says that there is a moral and ethical quality to success. The goal should be worthwhile. Perhaps the most significant thing about our definition is that it pinpoints success as a journey, not a destination. We say that an individual who sets a worthwhile personal goal, then moves toward that goal, is successful. In other words, the moment he sets that goal and the moment he begins to move toward it, that's the moment of his success. He experiences the thrill of success and accomplishment. He possesses that rare mixture of inner excitement and inner calm that is the basis for successful living. Our business is helping people to set worthwhile personal goals and to move toward them. Now let's define the word motivation. When we think about the word motivation, several synonyms, adjectives, and descriptive phrases come to mind. Motivation is movement. Motivation is action. Motivation means do and go. Motivation is the move. It is the act. It is the do and the go in human behavior. Our business, you see, is getting people into action, getting them to do what they already know how to do. Now let's look at motivation from another viewpoint by defining the root word motive. A motive is a reason for action. Motivation is goal-directed action, and that's exactly the way we define success. So you see, these two terms, these two ideas, go together. They're synonymous. They're inseparable. They mean the same thing. We cannot have success without motivation. We've affected a very important aspect of the formula, which is the hunger of the donkey. If we want to motivate him again that way, we'll have to give him a bigger carrot, a shorter stick, and a lighter cart. Very soon, we find that we're paying more and more for less and less. Incentive motivation can work, but it also has limitations. People who are depending on it as the basic fundamental method of motivation are getting that uneasy feeling that it just doesn't seem to work as well as it used to. Then man made a discovery. He invented money. With that invention, man created a tremendous capacity to use fear and force as a method of motivation because he developed economic power and economic leverage. And that's something to be enthusiastic about because this is a great idea. This is an idea whose time has come.
They win because they have a vision and a belief and a focus, a vision and a belief and a focus, and they work and they work and they work and they don't give up. They work and 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 they don't give up. And no matter what anybody says, they just keep going and 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 going. And no matter what anybody says, they work and they work and they work and they don't give up. And we just kept talking and talking and talking. Put them in a conveyor belt, let them roll on for a while, see if they fell off. So we get another one, put them on a belt, roll them on a while, see if they fall off. Add names to the hotel, add names to the airplane, add names to the service, add names to the bank, add names to the grocery store, add names at your shopping, add names at your church. Hand them a professionals video, hand them a time and money video, hand them a contact tape. And you look for the next one, the next one, the next one, the next one, because the system teaches you to keep burrowing and burrowing and burrowing and burrowing until you see 2,000 a month part-time, 2,000 a week, 2,000 a day, and they go in and out and in and out. You think they like that? They hate that. Anybody in the right mind would hate that. But the point is, you know why you do it? You know why you prospect? You know why you work your brains out? Put up all that garbage rejection? How about you? How about you? How about you? Next, next, next. You know anybody that's sick of it? Anybody that's sick of their car not working and not being able to afford to get it fixed? Anybody sick of getting a MasterCard bill they can't pay? Anybody sick of telling their kids they can't have something that they wanted to have? Anybody sick of having to work when they want to retire? Or sick of having to work when they want to be home with the kids? Anybody sick of their boss who jerks their chains? Anybody sick of any of those things? Sick of the house they live in? Sick of the life they're living? Sick of the things that they're getting out of life, sick of the lives that they're able to influence in the right. Is anybody that's sick of the fact that their life does not fit what they thought it was going to be like when they were young? Wake up! Is there anybody in the world that doesn't know about McDonald's?
Today about shaping people's lives. How do we shape people correctly? Today we want to talk about an organization. Your organization, my organization, might be a church, it might be a business, but here's what I do know about this. There are four basic personalities. The number one is, are you the popular sanguine who wants everything to be fun, probably has a short attention span, or are you two, the perfect melancholic, who believes that anything worth doing is worth doing right? Or are you the powerful choleric who wants to be in charge and gets upset when people don't see it your way? Or are you the peaceful phlegmatic who'd rather not participate if it's going to cause problems? Or are you the powerful, influencing, dominant socializer, director, thinker, relator, expressive, driving, analytical, amiable, cautious, who wants everything to be fun, gets upset when people don't see it your way? Would rather not participate, probably has a short attention span.
Make an appropriate confirming call for problems at the tone. Listen to the customer respond to the probe. Determine what the salesman should do next.
I don't want to be plagued by all kinds of maintenance problems.
What should the salesman do now? Explain your answer. You should have made an exploratory probe for additional goals or problems, which might have sounded like this. Listen as the salesman for Spectrum Custom Packaging Designers concludes his presentation to the Director of Marketing Services for the Zapp Candy Company. You'll now hear the sales representative for Midwestern Laboratory Service.
Yes. I'll take the blue nylon one. You can charge it to my account.
Okay, then. Where do I sign? Oh, here on the bottom.
Well, I guess you talked me into it. Have your men here at 8 o'clock on Wednesday and you can get started.
All right. The next prescription for that drug that I write will be your brand.
Well, then, it's settled. It's a deal. Let's shake on it.
Put me down for a 32 of the standard assortment.
The moment of truth for any salesman is the close. It's the definite act of buying. The customer's clear decision to purchase what you're selling. Without it, all the effort, all the well-chosen words, all the smiles and nods of agreement mean nothing. In the long run, every salesman is judged by how effective he is at convincing his customers to make that final, definite buying decision. A great golfer can sink that ball from quite a distance. A salesman finds out whether to close at a particular moment by using a moderating action. The particular moderating action he applies is an exploratory probe. The salesman uses it to find out whether there are any additional goals or problems that might stand in the way of a buying decision. Now listen to the following exchange between the salesman for Spectrum Custom Packaging Designers and John Jacobs.
Now, as I said, we have just completed the initial development phase of our new line of men's toiletries.
Maximum product visibility is essential for any effective marketing plan.
We can't afford to go ahead on packaging that might not be appealing to children.
I don't want to be plagued by all kinds of maintenance problems.
I also want to work with a firm that can quickly reach a large number of prospects in the labor market.
So, at this point, we are looking for coordinated packaging that will provide maximum visibility for our product.
Listen to the salesman for Multisystems Bank Card as he concludes his presentation to a retail merchant.
There is no loss to you because of an unpaid account. With the Multisystems charge plan, your sales are always good, so you won't have to worry about slow or non-paying accounts.
Well, I'd also like to lower my advertising costs.
We conduct our searches using only a generic reference to your company. Your name is never mentioned.
At the tone, state whether or not an attempt to close is appropriate at this point. And explain your answer. Listen now to the salesman for Vidcoa Systems concluding his presentation to the purchasing agent for a small and newly established liberal arts college.
Are you interested in reaching the greatest possible number of readers for your ad dollar?
Sure am.
You hit it right on the head.
Are you interested in being able to draw on a worldwide talent bank for your personnel needs?
That's right, Mr. Marcy.
The simplicity of the controls on the Polestar 2 model eliminates the need to specially train people to operate the camera or recorder.
That's right, Mr. Mercer.
Speed is important, but I just don't think it should be the primary concern.
In the following dialogue, listen to the salesman for Urban Auto Leasing Corporation talking with John Mercer, Director of Support Services for the Sentinel Insurance Company.
Doctor, as you can see from this diagram, Midwestern's automatic monitors can verify all data at various stages of the total testing process.
Well, I've got other things to worry about, too.
Our claims adjusters must have dependable transportation.
That's right, Mr. Mercer.
As I was saying, I'm new here at Helix.
Listen to the sales representative for Cabot O'Malley and Birnbaum talking with Pete Lindemann, Director of Executive Recruiting for Distal Metrics Incorporated. Now, as you listen to the conversation, pay careful attention to the customer's goal statement.
Dependability is a very important factor for us here at Sentinel.
I don't really think that would solve the problem.
You hit it right on the head.
Of course, this means that the Polestar 2 is extremely easy for you to operate.
Right now, I'm swamped with work.
People interested in camping and outdoor activities who will buy my products.
Let me tell you a little bit about how Cabot, O'Malley, and Birnbaum can help you in this area.
How can we give dependable service on a claim if we can't depend on having a car?
You hit it right on the head.
It's not just how many people I reach for my dollars. It's whether or not I reach the right market.
That's right, Mr. Mercer.
Let's listen to the salesman from Midwestern Laboratory Service once again. You'll hear him talking with Dr. Bob McIntyre, a gynecologist in a well-to-do Baltimore suburb. Listen to the conversation. You'll be asked to complete the salesman's presentation.
As I was saying, I'm new here at Helix. So right now, I'm trying to find a way to simplify our charge account system for our executives.
And automation of these procedures guarantees their accuracy. The chance of human error is eliminated.
And we offer a service contract.
Oh? Well, in your opinion, what would solve your problem of finding qualified computer people?
I would really like to save time by getting some competent help in interviewing all of these applicants.
In the next conversation, Michelle Dupre of Cabot O'Malley and Birnbaum is calling on Harry Sims, Vice President of Computer Planning. Now, Computer Planning is a consultant firm that specializes in evaluating the need for computer systems in various companies. Computer Planning has never used Cabot O'Malley and Birnbaum services before. The salesman has just probed for the customer's problem, and Mr. Sims has agreed that finding qualified people in computer sciences is a problem. Listen to the salesman's probe for goals and the customer's reply.
Are you interested in getting faster test results for your laboratory work?
Sure am.
With your go-ahead, I'm going to write up the delivery order for 10 cars.
You hit it right on the head.
As I was saying, I'm new here at Helix.
Those kids break into the boxes to get a look at the dolls inside, as if they hadn't seen them enough times on television.
Now, using your product profile, make a presentation to Mr. Sims.
So that's it in a nutshell.
That's it right there. My only real concern is controlling the excessive cost that we've had.
That's right, Mr. Mercer.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd get rid of a lot of headaches for me.
Now, make the appropriate response.
Competent help in interviewing can save you time, Mr. Lindemann.
All our tests are monitored by computers run by highly skilled technicians.
You hit it right on the head.
That's right, Mr. Mercer.
Make the appropriate response to this customer.
A simplified charge account system is important in all efficient operations, Mr. Lindemann. That's where the multi-systems plan comes in.
Our staff of adaptation advisors will work with you and study your present machinery when designing a new package.
As I was saying, I'm new here at Helix.
You hit it right on the head.
In the next sales interaction, you'll be listening to Joe Santori from Spectrum Custom Packaging talking with Steve Walsh, product manager for a line of dolls with a company that makes a variety of toys. When the customer states a benefit-related goal, you'll be asked to make the appropriate response to the customer.
How has the packaging for your new line of dolls been holding up?
Not too well. This teaches you to give yourself suggestions that will change your actions and therefore your results on a daily basis. Suggestions such as, you create phenomenal wealth, you lose weight easily, or you're more patient and loving in your relationships with others. Once you have these and other core programs, it becomes easier to implement the tools necessary to create the changes that you want in your life. The first step in reprogramming your mind is learning how to relax. This is the reason that some of the hypnotic process is done in a state that looks like sleep. This sleep-like state is not someone else controlling the subject. Actually, it's the subject giving permission to the hypnotist to use highly persuasive language patterns to get the subject's mind to have an extremely strong desire to respond to suggestions as if they were the subject's own thoughts. While these scenes show me hypnotizing other people, with the self-hypnosis training video, you can learn to hypnotize yourself the same way. The self-hypnosis training video teaches you how to instantaneously relax your body and mind. It's in this relaxed state where you can learn to reprogram your mind for success in any area like these people. If I were you, I'd be wondering to myself, if hypnosis is such a powerful process, then why aren't more people using it? Well, until now, all the information on hypnosis has been rather confusing. If you're still a little skeptical, I don't blame you. Because hypnosis looks so magical, some people believe it's fake. Understand that hypnosis isn't something that happens to you. Rather, it's something you learn to use. What if this process of hypnosis is as real and as powerful as it appears to be in this program, and you don't use it now? Then the only one who would lose is you. Looking at a gymnasium won't make you healthy. Just watching this infomercial won't change your life for the better. You have to do something. You see, thoughts are things. When you pick up the phone right now, you'll start a whole chain of events to improve the quality of your life. An object in motion, it tends to stay in motion, whether it's a cue ball, a thought, or an entire lifetime. If you're watching this show right now, you have electricity and a television set, which is more than I started with. You see, successful people take risks. They experiment with their lives. They do the unknown. If you don't have what you want right now, you've got to do something you've never done before. Pick up the phone and call now. You have my personal promise, it'll be the best thing you've ever done for money. Unlike other tapes that sit around and collect dust, these tapes will program you to use them.
The weight loss kit will program you to process the food that you eat differently. The non-smoking kit will have you free and healthy in 7 days without frustration, weight gain, or cravings.
I love chess. I love chess. I love chess.
It's a game of strategy and challenge. It's also a lot like life in that there is a way to play the game to win. And when you know you can win, you'll want to play it more. I mean, if you don't think that you can win, you'll either settle for what you have or you'll quit the game altogether. The subconscious reprogramming portion of the system will teach you the skills in such a way that from our experience will have the greatest impact on your subconscious mind, so you'll use those skills daily. Subconscious reprogramming is a process of giving commands to your subconscious mind that are almost irresistible. Wouldn't it be great to give yourself a suggestion to go to the gym, finish what you've started, or always be more patient and loving in your relationships? If I can program people to do the funniest things during my production show, then you know how easy it's going to be to teach you how to program yourself to take charge of your life. If you're still not quite sure whether or not to believe in subconscious reprogramming, I'm going to put aside all of your doubts right now as I program 3 women to believe their bodies are stiff and rigid. I then lay them across supports for their necks and ankles, and then walk my 195-pound frame up their bodies like a human staircase. Once again, I remind you that what you're watching is very late, so do not try this at home.
You saw me hypnotize people just like you to walk on razor-sharp broken bottles. Walking on broken glass requires 2 things, the knowledge of how to walk safely and the mental programs to walk without hesitation or fear, since any hesitation would mean a severe cut. Life is the same way. If you don't have what you want right now, it's for one of 2 reasons. Either you don't know what to do, or you can't get yourself to do the things you know you need to do consistently. Successful people know that hesitation means the difference between getting cut and total success.
We changed my life.
You saw me hypnotize people just like you.
We changed my life.
You saw me hypnotize people just like you. There may be some people that would make fun of you for wanting to have my subconscious reprogramming system. They may say that it's a scam, even though it's backed by a full money-back scam. They may tell you that subconscious reprogramming is fake, that all the people you see on the show are paid, or even actors. They'll do it out of their own weakness. You see, if someone else can convince you not to take charge of your life right now, well, then they won't have to take charge of theirs. Inspire those that you love to live a fuller life by getting the most from yours. Being happy, abundant, and living passionately is the best gift that you can give to your family, your friends, or your planet. The more reasons you come up with right now to pick up the phone, the more you're going to realize that even though it may be a little scary, you have to do it now, or tomorrow will be just like today. Let this moment be the beginning of an outrageous adventure. If not me now, who and when will teach you what you need to know? I want to be the man who helped you get everything that you wanted. Are you going to make excuses, or are you going to make a phone call?
You know how to apply the powers of your mind.
For there is now. You want to know what's destroying this country? It's not booze. It's not drugs. It's TV. It's media. It's people like you, vampires. Sticking microphones in people's faces. Hate the way you lie every night at 6 o'clock. like the way you kill real feelings. I hate everything that you stand for. Most of all, I hate rich kids. And I hate this place. So why do I want you so bad?
Since then, these same people and others like them. Since then, these same people and others like them. Since then, these same people and others like them have continued to work, to invent, to improvise, to work, to invent, to improvise, to invent, to work, to improvise, to improve the old weapons and develop new ones.
Product reference.
Oh, you might have said,
that's why I want to tell you about Bitcoa's Polestar series.
Then you should have stated the appropriate feature of your product. Your statement would have sounded something like this.
You see, Polestar equipment is designed so that all the elements are interchangeable.
You should have ended your presentation by stating the benefit of your product and relating it to the customer's goal. You might have said,
this means that you have complete add-on capability to integrate the equipment you buy now with a larger system as your needs change.
Turn to your Multisystems retailer product program. Listen as the conversation continues, and be prepared to make the appropriate response to the customer.
Would you like to simplify the process your salespeople have to go through?